It's nothing personal. It's just taking care of business on Roz FM.
Right, it's just gone about 12 minutes after 5 on Taking Care of Business, the Monday edition with myself, Karabo Mpulukeng. I'm in for Wandile Mazibuko this week. And as I told you earlier, that the Township Entrepreneurs Agency is once again bringing the bold ideas and real opportunities to Kanyamazane this Friday. This follows the success of 3 other business workshops in Emalahleni and in Embalenhle. And now they're returning to Kanyamazane for the second time in making this edition, its 4th edition in the province. And this afternoon we are joined by Mr. James Gomezulu. He is the Township Entrepreneurs Agency spokesperson, just for more on this workshop. Mr. Gomezulu, good afternoon. Welcome to Taking Care of Business.
Good afternoon, Karabo. Good afternoon to your listeners as well. Thanks for having me on.
It's a pleasure to have you, especially if you're coming with bags and bags of money. We love having you here.
I'm sure you do.
All right. Just tell us then about the Kasi Business Workshop. What is it about and what are the objectives of these workshops?
So what we're about, as T, we are a social entrepreneur enterprise, right? With a national footprint, as you mentioned before, we've been to Mpumalanga, we've been to Kanyamazane, also been to Emalahleni, and pretty much every other corner of this country not yet finished. We'd like to access more townships, and that is what we're about. We're about access. Our flagship product, which is the Kasi Business Workshop, it's there to invite the entrepreneurs of that particular township and to have them in the same room with one another, but also with government stakeholders, also with other stakeholders in the private sector, and help them access rooms and access opportunities that may not have yet been available to them in their corner of our country.
Yeah. And I mean, what are still some of the, you know, the challenges that are facing township entrepreneurship, Mr. Mkomezulu? I mean, we've got the location, we are in the hood, we are in the Kasis, we've got the market. What stops us from scaling our businesses up and compete with, you know, for this market share?
It's a few things, right? I'll speak to one of those things, which is what we are addressing this particular coming weekend at our workshop. So we have different themes, and the theme for this one is building sustainable businesses. And one of the issues is that, because we know and we've seen that in terms of township entrepreneurs, the reason that they start businesses is twofold. It's either passion, you have somebody who has a sense of a call towards entrepreneurship and they then go into business, or it is because of necessity, where isimo sempilo is such that we know the numbers of unemployment in our country, and therefore you are seeking out opportunity for yourself and perhaps for your family. But it's not enough to just start. Yes, you must start, and that is the point of genesis for any business. But in order for it to scale, in order for it to be an enterprise that is in the future, employing people, which is bringing a difference to not just yourself, but to the community, it must be sustainable. And the difference between a hustle and a sustainable business is those systems and those processes. And these are the things that are sometimes holding back our businesses, the formalization of the idea itself beyond just the passion driving you to start that particular business.
We definitely stay too long in that hustle phase of our businesses. Now, the Kanyamazane workshop is here once again. It's coming this Friday, and I said it's bringing about 50,000 rand of cash and business support. Maybe just take us through the Kasi pitching challenge and who's eligible to be part of this.
Yeah, the Kasi pitching challenge is the highlight. It tends to be the highlight of our workshops. What we have is we have a lineup of 6 pre-selected entrepreneurs who get an opportunity to get on stage to pitch their businesses, tell us who they are, what they do, what their business need is, and how the cash injection of the 50,000 rand can be of service to them. And we have a judging panel at the end of the workshop. We announce who is the winner and walks away with that grand prize. In terms of who is eligible in order to be selected, for the opportunity to be selected amongst the six, so it's everybody who is registered, everyone who is registered for the workshop, but with these caveats. It must be a business that is operating or based in Mpumalanga, particularly, preferably. Kanyamazane, it must be registered with the CIPC and have been in business for 2 years, and that can be proven on the CIPC documents. It must be 100% Black-owned, and yes, that is the criteria in order to qualify.
Okay, so obviously, I mean, I'm hearing a whole lot of people saying, because I think when I walked in here, a lot of people were asking me, listen, I want to start a business. I have an idea, but I haven't started because I need funding. So they are excluded, unfortunately, from this one.
Unfortunately, yes. In terms of that criteria that I mentioned, because the businesses who would meet the criteria, they also are businesses who need funding, right? And from the side of T, it is a practical arm in order to give an opportunity to one of those businesses towards the funding that they are in need of. And we find at the stage of which we are seeking the business, we need to see that it's already in motion, and we need to see how that cash injection will help scale that particular business at that level of operation.
Yeah, and maybe for someone who's thinking, listen, I have a business that's been operating for about 2 years. What kind of business are you looking for? I mean, maybe just give us an example of previous winners. What kind of business were those? What stood out and what made them winners so that you can prepare those who will be going to Kanyamazane on Friday?
You know, whenever I answer this question, there tends to be a response, what you just mentioned, an R, which might seem or sound as though there's exclusion for other businesses. So to begin with, I want to say that if you meet the criteria and you have an existing business, please do put your name forward and towards the judging process and see how far that goes. But I'll tell you, in terms of previous winners as well as what we are looking for, we are looking for businesses that are making a difference in the communities, businesses of today and of the future. We've seen like enterprises who are in green economy walk away with the prizes. We've seen enterprises who are in tech, something that you might not immediately associate with a gas, but we are seeing these companies prop up, and we are seeing that is popular with the charging panel in terms of where we are going. But we've also seen people who have eateries, people who have bakeries. We've seen fashion designers, people who are artists win the grand prize. So in as much as I'm saying that there's an eye towards particular businesses, that's why I say that it's not excluded if you don't fall into those categories that I mentioned, because we've had a wide range of winners. And in terms of what a business is doing to meet a need in the community as well as the greater South Africa, that's different things in the different categories of businesses.
Absolutely. A fully fledged business, clearly it sounds. And I mean, a person who is based in Sonheerville cannot enter. It's only for people who are in townships, am I right? So a person who resides, or the business that's in the locality of an urban area, would be excluded from this also.
That is correct, sir. So it's in the name, right? We are Township Entrepreneurs Alliances. Our reason for existing is to give an opportunity to shine a light for the economy that has been called the shadow economy or the hidden economy, those businesses that have been unaccounted for because of where they are based. So you must either be based as the entrepreneur in the township or operating in the township. So if it is based or it's been founded or operating in urban areas, unfortunately, that would be a disqualifier.
All right. And maybe just in closing, Jay, what else will be happening on Friday? I know the pitching challenge is the highlight, but there's a whole lot of activities also. What else will be happening? And why would you say it's so important that township entrepreneurs become part of this initiative?
Yeah, so what else is happening? Of course, we've got speakers on our lineups who will be giving those practical tools with regards to what it means to build a sustainable business. And we also have on our program something that we've trialed and which is part and parcel of our programs now a lot more in terms of the networking session. And I want to say that particularly that it's a bit different because if you've come to to our workshop prior when we were Gwanyamaza and perhaps you're expecting the same thing, my news for you is that it's not quite the same thing. So in terms of our networking session, we have what we call hacking networking, where we've created a situation whereby we group the entrepreneurs together and they have an opportunity to break down barriers amongst themselves. And like instead of the usual stiff introductions, here's my business card, this is who I am, this is what I do, they have an opportunity where they are going to be given a scenario and they have to solve that scenario with using their business acumen. And in so doing, this does give them an opportunity to get to know one another, but also to get to express the business minds and their business interests, and which we hope then, and what we've seen, is that that conversation and those partnerships and those relationships, those business relationships, they continue after the workshop. And to answer the second part of your question, in terms of what the impact of tea has to the places where we come. We have seen a remarkable impact where tea has been active. In places like Gwanyamaza, for example, we have entrepreneurs who attended the session from 2 years ago, and they've gone on to formalize their businesses. They've gone on to access new markets, and they've even gone on to employ other people. And this is why we're excited to be back, right? We're excited to be back to see that progress from some of the entrepreneurs and to help some other entrepreneurs who've not yet had the opportunity to be at the sessions to garner the value that these sessions bring to the townships that we come to.
Well, Gwanyamazane, stand up. It's your turn once again. And Jay, thank you so much for all the work that you're doing, really, for township entrepreneurs. And we hope to see you on Friday.
Absolutely. Thank you for the opportunity as well to have us on your radio station and to amplify the movement. And we do extend invitations to everyone who is listening. We will be Gwanyamazane on Saturday morning. Come through your numbers.
Do you have got the exact place, actually? Where exactly in Gwanyamazane?
Yes, sir. So it is at Chef Zar Lifestyle. It is at Chef Zar Lifestyle, Gwanyamazane. So that's where we will be. You can go on our social media pages and all of the information is there to register to attend, as well as to have that opportunity to pitch as well. So it's happening this Saturday and we open our doors at 9 a.m. for attendees at Chef Zar Lifestyle.
Right, that is Mr. J. Mgomezulu, Township Entrepreneurs Agency spokesperson, about this Friday. You've heard it. The details are there. Go and be part of it. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you very much.
Right, is it now 25 minutes? We really ran out of time, but I think it was very important that we have this conversation. It's our local content. We love it. It happens here. Make sure that we're there in numbers as entrepreneurs on Friday. No, it's Saturday. I don't know why I kept on saying Friday. On Saturday.
Counting the rands because it makes sense. Taking care of business on Raz FM.